Drew.
Let the mayhem begin.
It's Dr. Drew. Midday Live with Mike Catherwood.
Yeah, man. Kick off another week. How are you, everybody? I'm sure you've all got the emotional hangover from watching the riveting Sharknado 4, The Fourth Awakens, starring Jillian Barbary and Dr. Drew Pinsky. And Dr. Drew not eaten, Jillian Barbary slaughtered. It was actually it was kind of disappointing because Jillian was great. She was. She, like, both Drew and Jillian in a movie that has a lot of unorthodox cameos where people don't necessarily belong in front of a camera, you know, to be nice about it. Drew and Jillian were both, like, really good, very composed and totally in charge of their scene. But Jillian gets rocked by a shark, and I was like, there was no blood. Like, she just goes, ah, and the shark, like kind of swallows her up. I wanted to see blood and guts, you know, she sold it, though. I mean, she really gave it her, like, she sold and committed to the, ah, I'm being it, you know. So, good on ya, the Sharknado people, and Dr. Drew and Jillian. Not good on ya to the new Miss Teen USA. This is so weird. Like, I just don't understand what world we live in. I don't understand. Like, okay, here's her name is Carly Hay. She's from Texas. She won Saturday. She was officially crowned Miss Teen USA. Blah, blah, blah. So they go back and look at her Twitter feed, and she, like, you know, granted, she's 18, so she's very young, and just a year or two ago, she was even more young. I mean, when you're only been on the earth for, you know, a couple, you know, a decade and a half, every year you're, like, substantially younger. So I do give her a little leeway for making dumb decisions, for being just young. But I'm crazy. Like, I totally, at times, go for shock value and would never think, even if I was making a joke, to drop N-bombs on my Twitter feed. And the next question that begs is, who are the people, like, in her life, like her personal friends and family, that just allowed it to happen until now that she became Miss Teen USA, and they go back and look at it. Now she's like, oh, I totally apologize. I was young. It was just taken out of context. But clearly that existed in perfect kind of order in her life up until the point that she became a celebrity. Which begs the question, like, what world do you live in where you can just tweet N-bombs? Very crazy. And it's not the same. So don't be like, oh, kids nowadays, they use it. I see that a lot. I see that in, like, Instagram comments or, like, skate videos I watch a lot of times. That's in that world, like, hip-hop, punk rock world, a lot of young kids, regardless of their, like, race, they use that word now as just a term of endearment or just to describe a guy. This was not how she used it. Oh, goodness me. All right, so Donald Trump, the big controversy right now probably is it's a collective. But the big one, the heavy hitter, is his criticism of the Khan family. They are the family that gained worldwide attention for speaking at the DNC. Their son was killed in action. They are Muslim Americans. The father, I thought, gave a regardless of how you feel politically, I thought it was very moving to hear the father speak. And he held up the Constitution. And Donald Trump, he criticized it. He criticized the mother for not speaking. He was questioning whether or not it was because of her faith. He criticized them for using the U.S. Constitution in their speech. He claimed that Hillary Clinton wrote that for them. You know, there's a lot of people who are critical of some of them, veterans themselves. The VFW has officially come out and said that Donald Trump's comments are disgusting and that they slam Donald Trump. The remarks are repugnant. I'm quoting the VFW spokesperson. Senator John McCain, who, let's be fair, is no fan of Donald Trump. He's been open about that. He has continued to support him officially as the nominee, but they have a long history of making jabs at each other. He has said that these remarks are wildly inappropriate. And I agree. I am not down with that, Donald Trump. I'm not trying to jump on the anti-Trump thing, but I am not in any way down with this attack on the Khan family. I don't understand, like, how out of all the things to attack the Hillary campaign for, which there are plenty, I can't understand why you would even slightly go after. Because see, he didn't call them disgraceful. He just said that, you know, Mr. Khan, who does not know me, viciously attacked me from the stage at the DNC and is now all over TV doing the same thing. Nice. He claimed that Hillary Clinton wrote that speech. He claimed that Mrs. Khan was not allowed to speak because of her Sharia law or Muslim faith. Just little things. And I just think that in a moment when these people are being quite brave to get up in front of 30 million people or somewhere around there and talk about the experience of losing your child. And not just losing your child in any other way, losing them to war. I you got to stay in your lane. That's my take. But I'm shocked that if people are off Donald Trump because of this, that it took this long. Because the super Trump fans are going to stay no matter what. The super Trump haters are going to vote against him no matter what. There are all these people, myself being one of them, that have been kind of in the middle, wondering what they're going to do come September and November. And I wonder, like, why is this the point of no return? If over the weekend you decided that you can no longer support Donald Trump, or you were even thinking about it, and you're moving away from it, why was this the straw that broke the camel's back and not other things in the past? And then if you are sticking with Donald Trump, you are super in support of him, please do call up and let me know exactly why. And let me point out, I find that I'm perfectly suited to have these conversations because although I am someone who is outwardly saying that I'm not voting for Donald Trump, I am outwardly saying that I'm probably not voting for Hillary Clinton either. I'm not a fan of Miss Clinton, nor do I feel like that she is suitable, considering that there is an extensive laundry list of evidence against her being wildly untruthful on issues of public security. I do think that she's smart and certainly qualified. She, as President Obama said, maybe the most qualified person in the world to do this job, including me. She was a senator for the biggest state population-wise. She was Secretary of State. She is a incredibly educated person and certainly very smart. I just don't find her to have a center that is commensurate with what would be needed to really lead a country. And I don't appreciate how, because of the fact that Donald Trump is such a wild a-hole, that Democrats turn the other way to these facts. This is a woman who flat out lied to the country and to the FBI. And that is without question. That is totally provable. And her response to it all is, you know, I think we've all had enough of talking about stupid emails. It's a little bit more than that. And as more and more comes out about Benghazi, you know, not to jump on that train a little late, but Patricia Smith is the mother of one of these guys that was, you know, God, it's horrific to even talk about, honestly. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but one of these men defending the embassy, he died doing so, and she is the mother of this young man, and she said that Hillary Clinton has boldly lied to her face, wanting to get details about her son's death, claiming that her son's death was all part of the way, what she saw was all just a contrived and manipulated YouTube video, and that there wasn't a real attack, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's as heinous as anything that people can claim that Donald Trump has done. Is it not? So my point, again, being that I just hate that people, because they get so anti-Trump, they're blind to the reprehensible things that Hillary Clinton has done for the sake of her campaign, and vice versa. If you're just such a conservative that you can't even imagine looking over to the blue side, that you completely avoid looking at the evident flaws that Donald Trump has. Let's talk to Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how are you? So all of the attributes you gave Hillary Clinton are true.
Yes.
And she's an intelligent, articulate person. And also she's a liar because she's a politician.
Yes.
They're all liars, including Donald Trump. Donald Trump has lied so many times in this election cycle alone, it's mind-boggling. And so for people to pretend like, for people to have selective outrage about lying, they're lying.
But I do think...
If a person was outraged about a liar, then you wouldn't be in support of Trump. Because not only is he a liar as well, he is completely unfit to lead any country. And to pretend like it's even close between Hillary Clinton because you don't like Clinton because she lied. Yeah, well, listen, she is a liar. They're all liars. She's also intelligent. She also has experience. She's just a smart woman. He is none of the above. I'll tell you what he is. He's a loudmouth, and he speaks from the hip. And when did that become the qualifications to be president? He's a reality TV show host. Well, he's a good businessman. He's ruined a gazillion businesses, had 25 chances to start over. It's a joke.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing, but I do think that there is varying degrees of lying. And Donald Trump lies about his personal wealth. He lies about investments that he makes. He lies about any, you know, he makes promises that he, without question, won't be able to keep. Lying about the confidential and security-based nature of your emails when you are Secretary of State, and lying about the existence of said emails, lying about who may have been privy to these emails.
It's not good. And I'm not, it's not good.
Sure.
And if you think that that's bad, wait till Donald Trump becomes president. And I'm starting to believe that there's just enough ignorance. Ignorance. There's just enough ignorance for him to win. People like, he shoots from the hip and he says what I want to say. So what?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a qualification for president.
I totally agree. I've said it on this show. It would be great for my job. It's a terrible, terrible characteristic for being president.
Correct. That's correct.
But you know, Rick, you're totally right. I don't disagree in any way. I just think that another big question I have is, there's so many people like you and I, Rick, that are going to point out the massive flaws in both candidate and then end up voting for someone that we totally don't believe in, and it's just the lesser of two evils. I hear that so much. I'm voting for the least crappy person. I hear that every 4 years. Never more so than this election. Never more so. I mean, even within the parties, there's such a division. What can we do to fix that? Because we are in no way collecting the biggest, brightest, and most effective people to try and run this country. If you are the best and brightest in this country, you are not motivated to run this country. We have to change the system somehow to make it so you are. 1-800-222-5222 is the number. Rick, call back if you'd like either Universal Studios tickets, or I also have a pair of tickets to go see the Steve Miller Band at the Greek Theater, Saturday, August 13th. That is a good show because you get Steve Miller and you get the Greek. That is a great combo. Steve, see if you can find audio of Steve Miller's acceptance speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It is maybe one of the funniest things this isn't hyperbole. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life because I watched it live and I couldn't believe I was hearing what I was hearing. He just trashes the whole concept of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He says everyone involved sucks. You can't believe how poorly he's been treated. I don't even know who the Black Keys are. Who are these guys giving me the award? The Black Keys presented him with the award. He's like, I don't even know these guys. What? I couldn't get any passes for my band and their family. It's so awesome. So like I said, Rick, if you would like those, call back. If not, cool. But if you're one of those people who would like either a pair of tickets to go see the magical spells and the magical creatures of the wizarding world of Harry Potter, now open at Universal Studios, I have that. And also Steve Miller Band tickets, 1-800-222-5222 is the number. It's Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Trump, Hillary, or a gorilla?
And arrested for burping on the next Doug and T-Ray Get Smart 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
The whole process needs to be changed from the top to the bottom.
That's right, Steve.
Doesn't need to be this hard. There's nothing fancy going on out there that requires all of this stuff. They need to get their legal work straight. They need to respect the artists they say they're honoring, which they don't. I don't have any of my paperwork as signed. I have no licensing agreements with these people. They're trying to steal footage. They're trying to make me indemnify them.
That's good,
when
Steve.
They told me I was inducted, they said you can have two tickets, one for your wife and one for yourself. Want another one? It's $10,000. Sorry, that's the way it goes. He said, I'm playing here. What about my band? What about their wives? What about... They make this so unpleasant that they came this close. No, we're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up.
Yeah, Steve.
You go sit down over there and learn something. So here's what you need to know.
Steve Miller talking about
this is how close this whole show came to not happening because of the way the artists were actually being treated right now. So I'll wrap it up right now.
I'll wrap you up. That's Steve Miller accepting an award. That's the best ever. I was watching that show, and I almost fell out of my couch, like fell off my couch laughing. I can't believe I'm watching this. Is this really happening? And then, I mean, Steve the engineer, did a very good job of finding a not profanity lace section because he goes on about, I don't even know who these guys are that gave me the award because the poor Black Keys. Patrick and Dan are out there. They didn't have anything to do with this. And they just were asked to, you know, do they like Steve Miller? And the Black Keys are awesome. So they're like, hey, you present him the award. They talk about how much Steve Miller means to them. And they give him the award. And he's like, I don't even know who you guys are. So good. So I have these Steve Miller Band tickets. We'll get into that later. Caller 7 right now. 1-800-222. 5222 is the number. If you want a pair of tickets to see the wizarding world of Harry Potter, now open at Universal Studios Hollywood. Caller number 7 right now. Give us a call and you can win. I'll give away, yes, Harry Potter I did. And then I'll get, caller 7, yes. And I'll give away the Steve Miller later. So I just want to take a moment to, we were talking about Trump and the kind of distorted view that people have had on him, at least diehard Trump supporters. And if you are now getting off the Trump boat, I want to know why. Why now? What made this past weekend and the confusion about Ukraine, the insulting of the Khan family, what was it about this weekend that kind of got you out of it? And then if you're still a diehard Trump supporter, I want to know what it is that draws you to Mr. Trump. But in the remaining moments of this break, I can't... I mean, I almost... want to start crying on the air, which is not a good thing. It is sometimes. It's just not a good thing when you're talking about stuff that doesn't really relate to you. But this Wyatt Gillette kid, this has got to be the most heartbreaking and at the same time, you know, uplifting stories because it does show the good side of humanity. And so often we're beat over the head with how mean and divisive we can be. But this kid, 8 years old, right? He has a super rare disease. Icardi Gutierrez syndrome. I'm sure I'm screwing that up. AGS. It is what it's commonly called. It's a disease that causes kidney failure and eventually leads to death, right? So his 29-year-old father. Ugh, it's heartbreaking, man. Is a Marine. He's a Marine drill instructor. So he just asks his fellow Marines, hey, pray for me. You know, my kid's going into hospice care. It's probably not looking good. He doesn't have long to live. So the Marines and Cam Pendleton, you know, locally down south, they put together a ceremony and they made Wyatt a honorary Marine. And they put gave him his own Marine uniform, and he's there in his wheelchair, and they're saluting him, and they make him a Marine. It was, you know, it's just really just so beautiful. Kid dies a couple hours later. It's just gut-wrenching. You can support the family, donate. I will put up the link in my on Twitter at Mike Catherwood, and also just go to change.org. You can see exactly what I'm talking about. But again, the kid's name is Wyatt Gillette, spelled like the razors. So you could find, and you can donate to the family to help, you know, pay for like the funeral and things like that. It's just, I mean, it's one of those stories that at the same time it makes you want to cry, but it also makes you feel good about humanity because the overwhelming outpouring of support for this kid and his family has been really kind of remarkable. 1-800-222-5222 is the number. If you're getting off the Trump train now, what was it about this past weekend that made you? And if you're staying on board, explain to me why. My friends, it's Talk Radio 790 KABC. God, that's a jam. I promised I would tweet about this Wyatt Gillette kids fund, and I am doing that right now. At Mike Catherwood is where you can find that. But let's get back to the phones talking about that there Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Hello, Russell.
Hey.
What's happening?
Well, are we really going to elect Hillary Clinton after 30 years of lies? I mean, are we that stupid? Okay, Donald Trump may have been wheeling and dealing and things, but at least he's using his own money. At least, you know, some of the rhetoric he's dropping. But with her, we know what we're getting. I mean, she's boondoggled everything. How rich is she going to get when she becomes president? If she could raise $49 million as Secretary of State from different governments, how much money will she raise as president from different governments? How many things is she going to sell off in our country as president, like she did our uranium to Putin?
I also wonder if, because jobs are up, like people who are employed are up, by a landslide, and yet social services and unemployment services are up as well. So I don't know how that works.
Okay, but I don't understand because I'm in construction.
Yeah.
And my trades have been decimated by the wave of the illegal wave of immigrants who come in here, work for nothing,
sure,
ruin the trades. They say, well, these are jobs Americans won't do. That's such bullcrap.
I agree. I doubt that that's true. I mean, really do.
The average construction guy's, you know, $12, $15, $25, $35 an hour, and those are jobs Americans need.
And do you? I'm assuming you're
Black Americans.
I'm assuming you're working in Southern California.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, I went to Texas, and you could throw a rock and get a job here. I mean, in California, it's gotten so bad that if I was Mexican right now, I would almost be catered to, but because I'm white, I can hardly get any help.
Yeah, you know? I mean that's a reality, and I think that when people understand. You know, Donald Trump started talking about building a wall, and then the basis of the things that he says oftentimes have a lot of sound, you know, meaning and a lot of sound, you know, kind of substance to it. He just words it in a way that completely retards his entire argument, you know, and that's...
Well, right. But, you know, even the Mexicans want the wall because they think my Mexican workers go, yeah, we want, they're voting for Trump. And yeah. I was like, how can you vote for Trump when he's building the wall? And they said, because we're the ones going to be building it.
And because they're legals. I'm sure the ones that are, that can vote are legally here. So they certainly are in the biggest support, have been
but
the biggest faction.
How do you know that, Mike? How do you know that? They can go to the DMV and walk in there and just register to vote. There's no check. They don't even have to have a license.
Yeah, but don't you have to? I'm asking. Don't you have to be a citizen to vote?
No.
Yeah, you have.
Well, you're supposed to be, but they're not even allowed to ask you for ID now.
Hmm. Well, then.
And any illegal alien can walk in and get a license now. They made it so that illegal aliens can get a license.
Oh no, no, I know that they can get identification, but does that mean they can vote? I think that's.
Well, because when they walk into the poll, they don't check if they're citizens. They just check their ID.
Hmm. All right. Well, I would hope that somewhere along the line, when they're tallying up the votes, though, that like someone who doesn't have a social security number wouldn't like. But then again, we've seen we've had a real consistent delivery of voter fraud. I don't understand how we can figure out how to work so many things in this country, and yet the voting system has become so wildly, it is like the Wild West. There's a lot of places in this country, and it's not, you know, I'm not poking fun at like the sticks. I mean, there's really big cities and areas, metropolitan areas, that still have like you go and you like punch a card and you hand it to a lady. Yeah, we can't be, I mean, what on earth? How do we not have a system where everything's completely digital and fail-safe? Seriously. 1-800-222-5222 is the number. Go ahead and give us a call. Our last caller, Russell, he brings up a good point. Listen, Donald Trump is not a nice man. I do not think he's qualified for the highest position in the world. But there is conclusive and ample proof that Hillary Clinton is a wild, bold-faced liar. I mean, just an outlaw of lying and has been doing it for a long time. You know, is there varying levels of lies? Sure. I do think that Donald Trump lying about how much money he has isn't as dangerous as lying about what you did with confidential, potentially dangerous emails when you're Secretary of State. I really don't. 1-800-222-5222, the number. Talk radio, 790 KABC.
McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
Let's talk to Rojay. Rojay, thank you for calling Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
So I wanted to make 2 points in regards to this. A lot of people get caught up in the my guy dilemma. So they can't look at it objectively. You know, my guy's this, my guy's that, mm-hmm. your guy's this, your guy's that. And I'm very skeptical of all politicians because, to me, they kind of work for the same company. They throw out a lot of distractions so that we can go to our corner and kind of support our guy. But I think it's our job as Americans to be skeptical for the benefit of being a good American. So that's really my one point. But as far as Donald Trump versus Hillary, I can't vote for Donald Trump because I just don't like the kind of guy he is. But I know who he is. He's been pretty much the same kind of brash, egotistical guy, which politicians are in general.
That's true. You gotta cut him that slack. He has not. It's not like he's wavered since the beginning of his campaign, you know?
Well, even for the last 20 years, he's been pretty much the same guy. What, like him or don't like him, you know what you're getting for the most part. I think another caller said that. And so I can't vote for him. I just don't like who he is. But the problem with, I can't vote for Hillary because I just don't even know who she is. She just comes across as a very shady person in that political culture type thing. So, you know, it's got to be, like I said, that my guy dilemma.
Yeah. I think that's a great way. That's a great way to word it too. I never looked at that, but you become almost like a fan of a team. You know, I'm blind to whatever's going on with the Dodgers. I just want to root for the Dodgers, and I don't care what you say, especially if you're a Giants fan. And I think that people adopt that feeling with their candidates more so than like you said, being objective about it. It's a really really sharp way of looking at it.
Yeah. So. And then, like I said, I'm going for Gary Johnson because his views are closest to mine.
Yeah.
So he's pretty been much the same libertarian he's been for a long time. So I got to go with him. But again, with the Trump-Hillary thing, like I said, if it came down to it, I would rather have, and Obama's not my guy, but I would rather have 4 years of Obama than someone like Hillary, who I don't even know who she is.
Polls show that most Americans agree with you, that if they could somehow figure out a way to get 4 more years of Obama, I mean, there are definitely passionate critics of Obama, but if the majority of Americans would vote for 4 more years of him over either of the two candidates. Hey, Rojay, would you like to go see the Steve Miller Band at the Greek Theater?
Do you guys still have the Universal?
Did he? No, I'm sorry. We already gave those away.
Yeah, I'll go see Steve Miller.
All right, dude. Stay on hold. Rojay. It's a pretty name, man. I wonder what Hold on. Roger.
Yeah.
What ethnicity is your name?
Oh, well, my name is French, but I'd like for you to sing the song, but I'm Armenian. So
I'll
get your cue for the song.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve will get it. Hold on. Oh, Roger will go to Greek theater, go see Steve Miller Band. He would rather see Joseph Gregorian because Armenian music sounds so good. Greek theater should be named Armenian theater because better country, better culture, and the Turks must die by the hand of my trident. And I ride on the donkey of passion all the way to Glendale. That was custom made for Roger. A French Armenian. That is a passionate man. 1-800-222-5222 is the number. It's Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Roger covered in gold and chest hair, and he has many cell phones. He smells of the best colognes all the way from Armenia. System of a Down, so good that they delicious like Zanku chicken on Brand Boulevard. Go to the Americana, and I might get myself a silk shirt. It will look very good against my olive skin because I'm Armenian, Armenian Prince I am.
Thanks.
We got a real good show for you.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, I'm back from Philadelphia. Did Hillary Clinton get a big convention bounce? We'll find out right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Looking for
it is me, Jillian Barbary Jr., fresh off my premiere tour to Las Vegas, where I premiered my movie Sharknado 4, The Fourth Awakens. Oh my God. Sorry, Jillian Barbary Jr., but a story popped up on my feed. Man pleads guilty to hiding 7.2 grams. For those of you who, that's like a quarter ounce. Okay? So, it'd be like seven little dime bags. I mean, it's enough that this is an insane story. Man pleads guilty to hiding 7.2 grams of cocaine in his foreskin.
By the way, oh, it's a white guy.
You would, I mean, as soon as I told you that story, I know all of you in your head are like, oh, Hispanic guy. Yeah, he's a Hispanic guy. No, it's I don't know yet. Guaranteeing Florida. Let's go to the story. And I am shocked. I know exactly why it's a white guy. It was in the UK. Police in Swindon, UK, found 7.2 grams of cocaine stuffed into the 24-year-old's foreskin. Oh, my goodness. How uncomfortable is that? And by the way, does he let those people know when they go to do that cocaine? He's like, by the way, inside my wiener. Literally inside of it 20 minutes ago. Just wanted you to know that. Back to you, Jillian. Did you enjoy your premiere?
I loved it! I loved watching me be eaten by sharks. Did you notice the shark wasn't capable of chomping down on my tremendous bosom? It was too much meat for him.
I did actually notice that. I thought it was just a choice by the movie makers because they didn't want to have anything, you know, impede on my view or the viewer's view of your tremendous bosom, as you put it.
That's right. And of course, they were prominently displayed in the movie. I was wearing a dress that showed off my natural bosom, which is full and round.
Yeah. You know, you have to tell me, Jillian Barbary Jr. I'm well aware of that. What are you going to be talking about on this show today with Phillips?
My bosom and sharks and J-Lo, which is what I did this weekend as well as my premiere. I went to go see J-Lo. I have a bigger bosom than she does, but she has a larger derriere.
Thanks for the info, Jillian. John and Jillian take over to make sure that your drive home is excellent right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.